friends. This is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're looking at the conquering Lamb of Revelation, and this is day 4, the Lamb who opens the seals, based on Revelation 5, 1 through 8, and chapter 6, verse 1. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this new day. Open up my heart, open up our hearts, that we might hear from you, that we might be sensitive to your Spirit and rejoice in your joy. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The passage we've been looking at that centers around the Lamb in the throne room begins with a precious scroll in the hand of God on the throne, sealed with the seals of this awesome God. Reading from Revelation chapter 5, verses 1 through 4. Then I saw in the right hand of him who was seated on the throne a scroll written within and on the back, sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals?" And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or look into it. And I began to weep loudly because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or look into it. Important documents were written on parchment or papyrus, then rolled and sealed with sealing wax to prevent undetected tampering. Impressed into the wax seal was the unique imprint, initials, or sign of the writer of the document. Documents from low-level bureaucrats could be opened by other low-level bureaucrats. Documents from high-level officials could only be opened by a person of similar high rank or someone authorized to do so. The document in the hand of God is sealed with God's own seal, not once but 7 times, indicating its full sanctity and protection from unqualified readers. It contains the future of how the end of the ages is to unfold, the divine plan for the culmination of all things. Chapter 5, verse 2. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals?" No one knows or can know this future. No one is qualified to break the seals, open the document, and initiate those future events. No one is found who is of sufficient rank and worth to open the scroll. So when John hears this, he begins to weep loudly, and then one of the elders declares, this is verses 5 and 6, "Weep no more. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered, so that he can open the scroll and its 7 seals. And I saw a lamb standing as though it had been slain." As we have seen in previous devotions this week, the conquering lion appears as a lamb, standing though slain, all-powerful, all-knowing, full of God's Spirit. John continues the narrative, Revelation 5, 7. "And he went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who was seated on the throne." There is great praise in heaven, which we'll look at in day 5. And then the Lamb opens the first seal. Chapter 6, verse 1. "Now I watched when the Lamb opened one of the 7 seals, and I heard one of the 4 living creatures say with a voice like thunder, 'Come!' As the first 4 seals are opened, the 4 horsemen of the apocalypse are released to ride forth upon the earth to bring judgment. Opening the 5th and 6th seals releases further judgment upon the earth. Then the 7th, chapter 8, verse 1. "When the Lamb opened the 7th seal, there was silence in heaven for about a half an hour." The question remains, chapter 5, verse 2, who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals? Who indeed is worthy of opening up the future, especially your future and mine? The Greek word for worthy contains the idea of weightiness. Whose stature is weighty enough? Who has a high enough rank or privilege to give him the right to open the scroll and break its seals? Who is worthy, fit, deserving of this right and exclusive privilege. John the Baptist, the greatest prophet, according to Jesus, recognized the Master's exalted worthiness, the strap of whose sandal I am not worthy to untie. Only Jesus is worthy. John weeps because no one worthy is found, but then the Lamb steps forward and takes the scroll from the hand of God. He is worthy. Why? He has conquered. So he can open the scroll and its seven seals. Sometimes we bemoan our own unworthiness, our weakness to temptations, our fumbling attempts to serve God. But this isn't about us. It is about Jesus and his worthiness. Consider that the worthy Lamb felt you were important enough to be slain to atone for your sins. His holiness, his worthiness makes you holy and worthy, all by grace. Let's pray. Jesus, so often I take you for granted. Rather than honor you with the honor to which you were due, forgive me. Lead me as I get to know you, that my relationship with you might not pull you down to my level, but raise me to yours. In Jesus' worthy name, I pray. Amen. Day 4 meditation based on Revelation 5, 1 through 8, and chapter 6, verse 1. What does it say that Jesus, the most worthy one, died for you? How does he value your worth? How casual should you be before the Lamb who is most worthy? What is the appropriate relationship with him? In what ways has he humbled himself to reveal himself to you? Have a wonderful day, friends, and God bless you as you live for him. Amen.